Knowing what your client wants is extremely important when looking at creating the perfect event. But how do you get the input and feedback from them? That you'll find out in this episode. Hi Diana, hi Chin, welcome in our studio. Today's topic is customer feedback. That's very important for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's crucial for us. You know, even though we provide software solutions, at the end of the day, it's all for customers and it's all for people to use. So having that feedback is absolutely a crucial part of what we do.
You have a client steering committee. What is that about?
Yeah, I'll describe it a little bit and then I'll let Diana go into a little bit more detail. But it's something that we've recently done here. So we pulled together a group of folks, and depending on the project, it could be anywhere from a dozen to a couple dozen even people from the industry, usually all customers. And we get together on a regular basis with them to talk about product and, you know, industry trends and what their needs are. And we actually show them what we're working on so they can help us sort of shape, you know, the direction that we need to head.
And I think it's really important for us to do that because we get feedback from a variety of different ways on a daily basis. So our support team, you know, give us feedback from the clients, our account management team, obviously social media. But this is a really good structured way to get that feedback and also to have a dialogue and a collaboration.
And how do you organize that exactly? Is it just a kind of meeting where you invite those people, or how do you I have to see that?
Yeah, so we do. We bring the steering committee together. We have been doing one-on-one demos, if you will, or one-on-one hands-on calls with the clients. So it's really valuable for our product team. And I think it's also valuable to the client experience as well. So they really feel like they're being heard, that their input is important, which it is. But feeling that is something different than just saying it. So yeah. I think it's really important that we have that interaction.
Yeah, I think that last point's really important because a lot of the people on our product team don't get the opportunity, sort of like the sales and marketing folks do, to go out into the industry, to go to trade shows, to interact with customers. So if it weren't for this type of forum, they would, you know, essentially be very walled off from what's actually going on out there. So that's why this is very important to us.
And the same principle of doing such a committee could be used for organizing an event.
Yeah, definitely. So my background is actually in the events industry. I've been in and around it for 15 years. I was an event planner for myself for about 10 years, doing my own events and then doing client events as well. So it's very important to, you know, apply things like a steering committee or integrating, you know, getting direct feedback into your events. And that can come in a variety of ways. I mean, really and truly, you can have a steering committee for your event, identifying key stakeholders. And those just aren't, you know, attendees. Those could be your speakers. They could be your sponsors. They could be, you know, obviously, you know, people within your organization, but all coming together and gathering that feedback and then obviously making an action plan. So you can't just, as you're saying, how do you take that feedback and organize it? You know, you link it back to your core initiatives for the event, you make an action plan, you go forward, you evaluate it with the stakeholders.
How do you decide who you will invite for such a steering committee? Because you have, of course, a lot of clients, you can't invite them all.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So that's something that's, you know, sometimes we, you know, we don't struggle with, but we talk about a lot internally. Various different departments, you know, might have a list of people that they want to have on the steering committee for various reasons. From a product perspective, you know, we look for people that are going to contribute the most to the end result of the product, right? So, you know, from the sales side, they might want people involved because, you know, they want them more engaged in the product and they want them to sort of see what's going on. It might be an important customer. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for us, we want to make sure that they don't just, they're not just there passively, right? So they need to be interacting with us. And that's what we expect out of them. So in order to sort of determine who the best candidates are, we'll send out a survey initially. And then based on the results of that survey and the way they answer the questions, we'll start grouping them into certain categories. And we might actually have several different types of participants, and we might treat them differently as we progress through the steering committee process. But it's important, I guess, first and foremost for me that they're interactive and not just passive participants.
Yeah. And they all just volunteer to do this and are very willing to do this? Or is it difficult to convince them to come over?
I don't think so. I think they're very motivated. I mean, you can probably speak to that fairly well since you were on that side of it. But
yeah, I mean, I was going to say that a lot of them are ambassadors, if you will. So okay. And they're advocates of ours to begin with. So they really are interested in critiquing, if you will, and having, you know, shaping the direction. And we want that. So I don't think, you know, and I think it's important for any steering committee to set expectations ahead of time, you know, time commitment, what you're looking to get out of it. So it's not just, so they know what they're getting into, they know what to expect, and then they can make a decision of there whether they want to and how they want to participate.
Yeah, and you know, also something Dan had mentioned I think is important in terms of motivation. You'll have, we don't just want people that are, you know, big supporters of us, right? Because that's not going to really help us grow and challenge us. A lot of times people who are highly motivated to be on the committee are critics. You know, maybe there's an aspect of what we do or our product that they don't like, and they're very vocal about it. And, you know, we welcome that because we want to work with them and, you know, see what we can do to turn that around for them.
And in the end, it's also in their advantage because they get a product that better suits their needs.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there's a lot of goodwill that gets established there, right? We form these relationships because we talk to them. It's not just online surveys and, you know, forms and things like that. It's actual dialogue one-to-one many times. And so we get to learn about them personally and their business. They get to learn about us as people. And I think it just makes it a lot smoother to work together.
And our clients are, if you will, our boots on the ground. So they're out there, you know, doing it every day, coming across new ideas, new needs. So, you know, that's just another importance that we don't have that necessarily that perspective that we need to get from them.
Okay, that's very interesting. Thank you, Diana. Thank you, Shane, for your time and for this interview.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.